On this very wonderful, magnificent feast of the Blessed Mother, it is surprisingly that the liturgy itself is rather simple and brief. But sometimes brief things bring about good things as well as expanded things. As we say, sometimes elegance is found more in the simple things than in the overly laden things. And so we have two very short readings from Ecclesiasticus, which we hear often in Feast of the Blessed Mother, and of course the Gospel of St. Luke, also heard frequently. But on this feast of the presentation of the little Mary in the temple, and most of the authors agree that she was about 3 years old, but that of course is not necessarily dogma, but it probably was around that time. Her parents, St. Joachim and St. Anne, old and ready almost to give up the ghost, they brought her to the temple. And so they presented her there to leave her in the school of virgins. And who could possibly imagine the thoughts that were going through the minds of both St. Anne and St. Joachim, as well as the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. John Eudes, Apostle of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, in his book about the childhood of Mary, speaks wondrous, wondrous things, volumes of things, not short and brief like this Mass, but I recommend it very highly, very strongly. It's one of my favorite books. And so the Blessed Mother already had knowledge and inkling of what was going on. She was not totally ignorant. She was never ignorant. And of course, St. Joachim had received the message from St. Gabriel the Archangel in the desert while he was on retreat, that he would have a daughter and that she would be the mother of the Messiah. The same thing with St. Anne at home. And then he came home. And then she was conceived immaculately. And then she was presented in the temple as we see today. Though, like our Lord, she did not have any necessity to be presented at the temple. From the beginning, she was with God, in the mind of God. God had foreseen her and created her ahead of time in his own mind, and thus, when it was time, the reality came to pass from potency to action, that which Mary was and is, the Holy Mother of God, the Immaculate Conception, the one who would bring salvation to the world, because she would bring Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so today is indeed a very, very happy day. I have many memories about this day in my mind. Among other things, there are many things, some that I cannot share, but among other things is the fact that today my mind goes to the beautiful altar in St. Peter's Basilica, right as one enters in to the left, the same altar where Pope St. Pius X and his body is buried and can be seen and venerated. That altar, until recently, when no longer are private masses are permitted there by the powers that be, until recently, that altar was the one you had to make a reservation for, an altar that you wanted to say Mass in. It was almost impossible to ever be able to celebrate Mass there. There was a long line of priests waiting to say Mass there. And of course, it is a wonderful, magnificent expression of our holy Catholic faith, the continuation of the faith of Israel that brings to fulfillment that which God Almighty had designed. And so today, we go with Mary to the temple, and we, with her, we try to prepare by study and meditation and prayer for the mysteries that are about to come. And it so happens that in our liturgical calendar, those mysteries are about to come indeed. When we receive Advent and the wonderful things that it brings to us, and when we receive on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the birth of our beloved Messiah. May the Holy Family, including Saint Joachim and Anne, pray for us and intercede for us. May we become holy in every which way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.